You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo is once again Chicago's public enemy number one. Jeff Johnson of the city's Crime Commission says Joaquin Guzman is worthy of that title, one that has not been associated with since Al Capone.
That's why we have used the label as public enemy number one in this instance of the havoc that this organization and he is the head and leader has wreaked on the streets and to the citizens of Chicago.
The commission reinstated the title after the Sinaloa cartel kingpin escaped a Mexican maximum security prison Saturday night. A reward of nearly $4 million is being offered for his recapture. A jury will soon start deciding the fate of accused Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. Holmes is facing more than 160 counts in the mass shooting nearly 3 years ago that left 12 people dead and dozens wounded. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. The New Horizons probe confirms that it completed all of its assigned tasks during a flyby of Pluto. New images of Pluto will be released today. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a free half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The son of a Boston police captain arrested for an alleged ISIS terror plot will be held in jail without bond. Texas Representative Michael McCall tells Fox News ISIS followers in the U.S. are not uncommon.
Well, we're getting these internet missives from Syria into the United States with thousands of followers. The FBI director said they have investigations in every state. We've had the number of plots triple over the last year.
Alexander Chicolo appeared in federal court in Springfield, Massachusetts yesterday following his July 4th arrest in connection with the alleged plot to detonate explosives at large gatherings. Prosecutors showed a video of an FBI interview to the court in which Chicolo defended beheadings conducted by ISIS and declared Americans, quote, enemies. Texas Representative Michael McCall says more must be done to stop ISIS followers in this country.
We put billions of dollars into disruption of these types of cases, but very little into prevention.
The 23-year-old suspect is facing weapons charges that carry up to 10 years in prison. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Stocks are opening mixed on news the Fed plans to raise interest rates later this year. In prepared remarks to Congress, Fed Chair Janet Yellen said the central bank remained on track to raise rates if the economy evolves as expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 both opened lower, while the Nasdaq opened mildly higher. More than 5 million Americans are suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and scientists expect that number to triple by 2050. Alzheimer's researcher Neelam Agarwal of Rush University in Chicago says the numbers are staggering and underreported.
Half of the people over the age of 85 have Alzheimer's disease at some stage, and one out of every eight persons over the age of 65 has Alzheimer's disease.
And the statistics.
One in five women have a risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in their lifetime compared to one in 10 for men.
Dr. Agarwal says African Americans are 2 to 3 times likely to develop the disease, but are much less likely to be diagnosed. Researchers want to know why Alzheimer's strikes more women than men, but in the meantime, she has a few theories.
We know that women are living longer than men. We also know that women are caregivers typically, and the stress from caregiving and also other medical conditions like heart disease can also be a risk.
A study aimed at preventing memory loss associated with Alzheimer's is underway at medical centers across the country. They are looking for symptom-free volunteers between the ages of 65 and 85 and suggest signing up if you're concerned. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 74 degrees. The humidity is at 84%. Visibility is at 10 miles. And showers are likely today, possible thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 83. The north wind is coming about 5 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is at 60%. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7 p.m. Then mostly cloudy with gradually becoming clearer with a low around 61. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, is sunny with a high near 83, and Thursday night will be clear around 57, Friday mostly sunny, and Friday night a slight chance of showers. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and also Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. So we may have a little rain on the weekend, but not so bad. Otherwise, it is 12:09.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. And welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. And I hope some of you who might see me on the web, I do go on to Facebook and LinkedIn, and I do promote my show, Counselor's Chat, and give you a little heads up in terms of what the topic is going to be. And the topic today is actually recreation. Now, here we are in the middle of summer. Kind of cool and rainy today. However, generally speaking, summer is the time for vacation time. And vacations are really important. Recreation is important. And why is that? Well, that's what I'm here to talk about today. And believe it or not, giving yourself a break is good for your mental health. So there really is such a thing called recreational therapy, and it is defined as a treatment service designed to restore, remediate, and rehabilitate a person's level of functioning, independence in life activities, and to promote health and wellness, as well as reduce or eliminate the activities that restrict participation in life. My goodness, that's a whole mouthful, isn't it? Restore, remediate, and rehabilitate a person's level of functioning. That's what recreation does. And I don't think as a society, actually, that we are getting enough recreation. We come home from work, and we have dinner, and we clean up, and we get the kids to bed, and we sit down, and we watch the news, or we watch a program, or we go on our iPad, and we play a game, and we go to bed, and we get up in the morning, and we go to work, and we start all over again in that little brief time in the evening where we might be watching the news or a program out of the whole day. Insufficient recreation. We are across the board, across the world, one of the most highly driven, hardworking societies. We don't have a siesta. We don't stop at noon, go home, eat, relax, nap, go back to work at 3 in the afternoon. Very European. We don't do that. And get home at 8 o'clock. That's what they do in Europe, get home at 8 o'clock. We get up, go to work, and don't have a 3-hour break, and work and eat at our desk, and still get home at 8 o'clock. We get a week, maybe 2 weeks, of vacation, which we sometimes take and sometimes don't. And nowadays, when we do take a vacation, we take our laptop, our cell phone, our iPad, and we are working on vacation. Oh, what a lovely beach. Work, work, work. So even our vacations are working vacations. And, you know, I will tell you, I am guilty. I do that myself. And it really does not give you the therapeutic recreational break that you need, or that I need. It's really important to make those plans. So, we'll talk a little bit of this next hour about recreational therapy and why it is important to have that downtime for good mental health and for your mental well-being, which then affects how well you do work and how you relate to other people and your mental health and your physical health, emotional health. But before I really get into it, it's actually time for a little commercial break. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about recreation, recreational therapy, taking vacation, things that are restorative, recreation. I say that to my clients, recreation, recreation, that time to get away and rejuvenate ourselves. Get a sense of recreating ourselves through recreation. Is it just a vacation? Sometimes. Do we have the courage to put down the cell phone, the iPad, the laptop? I don't know. Do we have the ability to say, I'm just going to stay unconnected for the next few days? We are human beings, and we are working on the assumption that we are human doings, and that's what we do and do and do, rather than learning how to just say, I am just going to be. Our minds are just working overtime. Overdrive. And their results, their consequences. The consequences are physical. It affects our bodies without having the appropriate rest and relaxation. We're stressed, we're tensed, our blood pressure is high, we're struggling with stomach issues, diabetes, heart issues, just to name a few things. Muscle cramps. We're depressed. We're anxious. We're overwhelmed. We're grappling with unresolved loss and trauma. We lose sight of things that make us happy. And we're always looking out, always on the watch for the next disaster. Hypervigilant. And our ability to trust other people, now that's going by the wayside. We definitely don't know how to let down our proverbial hair and just have some fun. I believe 100% the importance of being responsible. I think being responsible for myself is actually a gift because I get to make choices. And the consequences of those choices are mine. However, if I'm always on high alert, always vigilant, always watching, always got to keep in touch, stay in touch, know what's going on, I never have time to put my shoulders down and just relax. Maybe I don't have the time to learn something new. Just read a novel to read a novel. Listen to music. You know, remember those days where you just put the earphones on and lean back in a chair and just listen to the music? Now music is part of the activity of working, paying bills. It becomes a background noise rather than an activity in and of itself. And it affects our well-being. There are many things that we can do that are related to recreation, recreation. I think first we need to notice what is going on in our own lives. You know, I can't make changes in my life until I have gained some awareness. Look in your medicine cabinet. What do you have in there? Stomach medicine? Headache medicine? Antidepressants? Anti-anxiety medication? Inhalers for asthma, allergies? What do you have in your medicine cabinet? Now, I'm not going to say at all. It would be highly, highly inappropriate and unethical for me to tell you to throw your medications away. No, no, no. Especially if your medications are things that are prescribed. However, if you do make a choice to go off a medication, you must do so with your doctor's knowledge. I will say that a lot of people are on medication because of stress. And why are we so stressed? We're doing, taking on more, thinking more, anxious about more. The news is always on. We're always learning about more global this and more global that and terrorists and bomb deals and falling economic thing and a new super bug and on it goes. On and on it goes. And then, of course, there's the kids and the spouse and the car and the dog and the boss, and the new project, and the bills. So, when do you even get the opportunity to stop and breathe? Chances are not very often. You might want to notice that, for the most part, throughout your day, your breathing is pretty shallow. What do I mean by that? Well, we breathe oftentimes just from the upper part of our chest, just like around the shoulder area, just up in that area. You know, our lungs go all the way down, almost to our waist. Like if you feel your rib cage is encircling your lungs. As a matter of fact, I think your lungs go even a little bit further south than your rib cage. Are we using all of that? No, generally not. It's our short little breaths, which sometimes can actually end up in a panic attack because I'm not breathing at all. The stress is just so intense. I'm just not breathing. I may have to first do something like exhale to make room. You know, I say this to my clients all the time, the most important function that we have for living is breathing. I don't know. Most people can go 3-5 minutes without breathing before it begins to make any kind of significant effects on our bodily functions, our brain. In terms of liquid intake, 3-4 days maybe maximum before we die of thirst. Food, some of us can go longer than others. Weeks, we can go weeks without eating. But breathing, number one, most important thing. and we do shallow breathing. How can breathing be recreational? Well, it can be. I have to make the time for it to be. I'm going to practice some guided breathing exercises. And you can Google around and see what you can find. You know, the iPad has some use. It's called Breathe 2, the number 2, Relax. Breathe 2, Relax. It's a great app for guided breathing, providing you with deep breathing, soothing music, something to look at, something to focus on, teaching you how to breathe. It's called belly breathing. That means I'm going to be breathing all the way down, using my lungs completely instead of my shoulders going up and down. When I breathe, short little breaths, it's long breaths in through the nose, and I could feel my stomach and my abdomen expand. And then I exhale through my mouth. It's interesting, you know, when we're stressed out and tired, we do a couple of things naturally. We yawn. We sigh. I don't know anyone who has shallow sighs or shallow yawns, do you? I wouldn't even know how to do that. A sigh is a deep intake of air. Maybe you want to just do that. Just a sigh. That exchange of oxygen flooding our system is relaxing. Gosh, wasn't that the rage? Oxygen bars? Oh, oxygen bars. Get a natural high. Well, that's because oxygen is the very thing that makes our bodies work well. If we're not breathing deeply, we're not getting enough oxygen. We're not getting enough oxygen, we're more stressed out. So we yawn and we sigh. Recreation. I'm going to go watch a funny movie. Well, what am I going to do in that funny movie? I'm going to laugh. Well, you know what happens with that laughter? Deep breathing. I'm going to go for a walk. You know what happens when we walk? Deep breathing. I'm going to take up a sport. I'm going to ride a bike. I'm going to join a cycling group. I'm going to take on softball. Deep breathing. That's part of what happens. That's why exercise can be recreational. I'm going to do yoga. Yoga is recreational. It involves breathing and stretching, and mindfulness. What is mindfulness? I've talked about mindfulness. It's a practice of being in the present moment, using my five senses. What do I see right now? What do I smell right now? What do I taste right now? What do I hear right now? And what do I feel physically right now, in the moment? Let me take a deep breath in the moment. Believe it or not, it is recreational. Especially if I do something like biking or hiking or yoga or watching a funny movie. We can do something like a biofeedback relaxation or a guided imagery. Again, these are things that you can Google and use your machines to guide you through some imagery. I have this, I love this particular app. It's called Breeze Light, BreezeLite. And the thing that I love about it, I'm not sure if you're going to hear it, but I can pick the different kinds of wind chimes. And those wind chimes, these are the ones that I pick, are hanging in front of a sunset or sunrise. I'm not sure. And it can give you a break, a recreational break. So with that being said, it's time for a break. It's time for a news break. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and I'll be back in a few moments.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Vice President Joe Biden has been meeting on Capitol Hill with House Democrats to brief them on the Iran nuclear deal. Some Democrats have been openly skeptical of the agreement, and Republicans in Congress are speaking out. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the deal is alarming.
This is a terrible deal. Anybody could have done better, and you have taken a can of gasoline and thrown it on a fire, as far as I'm concerned.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. More than half of the Central Committee of Greece's governing left-wing party has signed a statement slamming the agreement Greece reached with its European creditors. Greece's parliament is expected to vote later today on the austerity bill required to get a new bailout package. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, through an interpreter, said he doesn't like the agreement, but must implement it.
It is my responsibility that I signed a text I do not believe. However, I am obliged to implement this text.
Meanwhile, banks in Greece remain closed. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's July clearance. Save huge on over 20 million in clearance inventory. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 8 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and tech. Over 300,000 items marked down. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's July clearance kicks off tomorrow.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 76 degrees with some rain throughout the day, some thunderstorms possibly before 3 p.m. and then scattered showers and some scattered thunderstorms after 3 p.m. And the rain will continue into the evening. Friday looks like Thursday and Friday will be mostly sunny with some chance of precipitation on the weekend. Just a really abbreviated version here of the weather. It is otherwise 12:34.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about recreation and how important it is and how we actually in this country give ourselves minimal time to recreate ourselves. And I was talking about just some really simple things such as breathing, guided imagery, relaxation techniques, just some things like that to just throughout your day give yourself time to be rather than just do. As I mentioned earlier, there's actually an occupation called recreational therapy, and a recreational therapist does things like some of the things I talked about, guided imagery and family interventions for people who really need some other things other than just out of their day-to-day work. So people who maybe have some kind of disabling condition or an illness that prevents them from having any kind of activities or major activities. Someone who's a recreational therapist may work in a rehabilitation center, may work in a senior center or senior living situation, and provide activities towards recreation, educational activities, behavioral activities, anything that can be fun, entertaining, provide community and communication with other people. So very important position to have. People who are recreational therapists need to know about recreation and leisure services and what an individual person might need. So they will do a treatment plan and evaluate how someone is doing with recreation. They need to know about autonomy and physiology, human growth and development, psychology, abnormal psychology, and disabling conditions. And they also have to know things about counseling, cognitive support, group dynamics, first aid and safety, motor skills, pharmacology, health organizations, and legal aspects of healthcare. So it's not, if someone wants to be a recreational therapist, it's pretty intense. There are some states, I understand that you don't necessarily have to have a master's degree. I have a master's degree in counseling, but a recreational therapist needs to at least have a bachelor's degree. And a recreational therapist in some states may even be required to be licensed. I don't think that's the case here in New Jersey as of yet. But they're very important. They're very important aspects. And I'm going to say as a counselor, there are things that I do that include recreational therapy, so that I provide my clients with some tools for things like guided imagery and breathing and suggesting other activities, watching a movie, gardening, going for a walk, taking up yoga. Journaling is an important activity for recreation, believe it or not. Write poetry. Read a novel. Some people are avid novel readers, but a lot of people aren't. Too busy playing games, stress-related games. We often live on our stress. We run on adrenaline. And it's not necessarily the best thing for us. Just because we can. One of the things that happens when we make the decision to take better care of ourselves and do some recreation in our lives, we have to make room for it. It just doesn't happen. Those days of lazy Sundays seem to be long gone unless we make it happen. Now, how do I do that? How do I make it happen? Well, I have to use a little word that so often is one of the biggest and heaviest and most painful words to use. It's a little word, and that word is no. Can you come to? No. Can you do more? No. Can you add this to your schedule? No. Even self-imposed things such as, oh my gosh, I need to paint the house. Do I really need to paint the house? Maybe I need to give myself a break. I can paint the house next week. So the answer to myself might be no. So that reflects on one of the things that I talk about, limits and boundaries. So when do I need recreation? I notice I'm tired. I'm irritable. I'm short-tempered. I'm moody. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tearful. I'm eating too much. I'm eating too little. I'm sleeping too much. I'm sleeping too little. Kind of sounds like depression, doesn't it? Well, you know, we become depressed when we are not giving ourselves room to breathe, room to play, room to have fun, room to recreate ourselves so that we feel rejuvenated. Here are all the R-E's. Rejuvenated, refreshed, responsive through recreation. Very important thing. It really helps lower our blood pressure. It helps us make better decisions because we're giving ourselves the time and the opportunity to step back, observe, and decide. So that we are making our decisions in a more rational manner rather than on the fly, only to regret them later because, oh gosh, if I had only realized that, if I had taken the time out to really do the research, on and on and on. Recreation. It doesn't have to be an expensive vacation somewhere. And believe it or not, and I'm sure some of you have experienced this, those vacations where you're touring and you're this and you're that and you're going to this museum and that castle and this whatever, whatever, and you know, this theme park, and you know, you get home and you're tired from the running around. How often do you really go and sit in your backyard, sit on your deck, sit on your balcony, enjoy the flowers, look at the sunset? It doesn't have to be a vacation. And the reality is, it's taking time every day just to give yourself a break. Make a decision. Generally speaking, most of us, most of us have a lunch break. By law, you have a lunch break. It might be a half an hour. Are you eating at your desk? Are you running out and having a lunch meeting so that you're taking your colleagues with you to lunch? And you're all talking about the project or the customer. There it is. That big two-letter word. No, I'm not doing it. I'm taking my half hour. I'm going to give myself 15 minutes to eat and 15 minutes to go for a walk. Especially in the summer. And, you know, in the winter, it doesn't matter either. You put on a coat, put on a hat, and you go for a walk. And you practice some mindfulness. What are you looking at? What are you passing? What do you see? What do you smell? Do some deep breathing. Some fresh air. Well, I have to take another break. This happens awfully quickly around here. But if I don't take a break, then the people that are supporting us through commercials won't get their airtime, and we won't get our time to talk either. So anyway, I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the 100 and Cup. For more details, please visit www.100andchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am talking about recreation and the importance of giving ourselves that time to do just that, to sit back and relax. Many benefits to it, more than we realize. When we give ourselves that time, that break, even if it's 15 minutes a day, it helps protect our heart. It lowers our blood pressure. Going for a walk, which can be relaxing, gives our heart a little bit of exercise. When we have a lot of stress in our lives and the adrenaline is going and going and going, well, giving ourselves that time to calm down and relax can actually help lower our adrenaline pumping through our hearts. I know of people, and I will say I sometimes am one of those. I go on vacation, I get a cold because I'm going and going and going. I don't stop. However, when you give yourself that break, that recreation time, it actually lowers your risk of catching a cold. And you know, it boosts your memory. Because otherwise, our brains are just so flooded with information. I got to get this and do that and pick up the dry cleaning and make the appointment for the vet for the dog and go to the grocery store and what are we making for dinner and oh my gosh, I completely forgot I need that particular thing, clothing item, and it's in the wash. I got to get that into the... On and on and on it goes, not to mention work. So when we slow down, it actually boosts our memory. It gives our brain the opportunity to work. It lowers our risk of stroke. Relaxation keeps us from dealing with depression. And studies show that chronic stress actually kills brain cells and prevents new ones from being made. It reduces our levels of serotonin and dopamine and increases our levels of cortisol. These are all stress things. When we relax and give ourselves time to recreate, we feel more positive. We can make better decisions. And of course, the added exercise, that 15-minute walk a day, yoga or taking on a sport or gardening or whatever it is that you find as recreational, can actually help keep you slim. So there's many benefits to relaxation and recreation. Hydrotherapy is one of my favorites. That means a bath. It's good for us just to do that relaxation. You can even find some other things, just Google around. I mean, it's a great tool for that. I gave my husband such a laugh last week. I'm on the computer doing this little research for an event where if you were listening last week with Roseanne DeTorres, it was called Second Saturday, last Saturday was the second Saturday, and I went and talked a little bit about the emotional consequences of divorce and taking care of yourself and those kinds of things. And so I was doing some research to, you know, bring information with me. And on one hand, I said, oh, you know, my computer was, I don't know what it was doing. And I'm like, so far, I hate computers. I hate this technology. And then pretty much in the next breath, I said, hey, aren't these wonderful how you can just, you know, everything is right here, all this knowledge right at your fingertips. Well, yeah, there is. And so you can do a little Googling. Relaxation techniques, and I even have an app that I enjoy using that is a meditation, not meditation, self-hypnosis. And I like it just to relax. And they have just particular hypnotic apps, I'm going to say, to help you just do that, just to relax. They're just deep breathing and listening to calm music and a calm voice, and it's a great way to just relax. To rejuvenate, to refresh, to recreate. Absolutely have to make time for it. We live in a very stress-filled world. I don't know of anyone who is not stressed. Except, well, that's not true, but they're cats. So I don't think they count. And you know, life of a cat. My gosh, talk about stress-free. Sleep all day, not bad. Little stretching here and there. Some play. Now, do I advocate doing that all the time? No, we are a working society. We are a working people. We need to work. Human beings are actually built to work. We actually are. You know, if you sit around too much, your body hurts from sitting. You get tired from not doing anything. We're actually made, our body structure is made to be active, and our brain is made to think. It's going on overdrive. And we need that break from overdrive. Turn the adrenaline off. Turn the thoughts off. Turn the worry off. Practice some mindfulness, being in the present moment. Go for a walk. If you're going to get yourself an ice cream cone this summer, be mindful of it. Don't just eat it. Enjoy it. Savor it. Be with your ice cream cone. Give yourself that time to rejuvenate yourself. Get a massage. Get a facial. Pamper yourself a little bit. Go for a walk with your significant other some evening, just holding hands, and just walk down the street. My gosh, you'd be surprised what you talk about, what you plan. It's a great opportunity for planning futures, planning vacations, being with someone else. Give me your opportunity just to sigh. So I've given you a few apps today. I'm just going to go over them again. I think that they're very useful. Like I said, there is the Breathe to Relax, BREATHE, the numeral 2, Relax, RELAX. And that is a great breathing tool. You can just Google, I guess go through your app finder thing. See, I'm a real computer person here. Look for meditations and look for guided meditations. Look for hypnotherapy. There is the Breeze Light, BREEZELITA, which offers the wind chimes if you like that. And these are just a few things, you know, listen to some music that you enjoy, and give yourself the time to listen to the music, the opportunity. Don't just have it as background noise. Have it as part of your relaxation. Plan a vacation. Leave your work at work. Learn how to just be. So I've actually reached the end of my program for today. I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor of my master's in counseling, nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. I work with people struggling in early recovery from addiction, with people struggling with addictions, alcoholism, eating disorders, depression and anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorders, stress management, anger management, grief and loss, couples counseling, just to name a few things. I've been in this field for over 30 years now, and prior to my private practice, I worked in the nonprofit field with drug and alcohol rehabilitation, long-term treatment. And my practice is in its 15th year, coming on 16 years of being in private practice. If you're interested in finding out more information about what I do, please visit me on the web, www.altarolecounselor.net and altarolecounselor.com. I've actually got two websites. One is a net, one is a com. Altarol, ALTAROLL, counselor with an OR. .net or .com. You can also call me 908 908. Okay, well, maybe you can't call me.